You're listening to SBS News.
Commemorating the soldiers who never returned from the battlefield. A special commemorative service held in Sydney was led by Gareth McRae.
Today we gather, 80 years later, to remember and respect all those Australians that served during the Second World War, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, those who returned and were forever scarred.
On this day, 80 years ago, Australia suffered a catastrophic defeat. 130,000 Allied soldiers in Singapore were forced to surrender to the Japanese army. There were 15,000 Australians among them. Their tale was recounted by Major General Matthew Pearce, Commander of the Forces Command.
The fall of Singapore marked the beginning of more than 3.5 years of captivity as prisoners of war. 3.5 years of inhumane privations and brutality, a period that would push their courage, their mateship, their health and their faith to extremities of endurance.
Among the soldiers in the 8th Division was Ron Ferguson's dad.
I never knew Dad, but some of the boys told me different things about him, but he was like a father to a lot of them because he was 40 when they were all 19, 20, 21. I met a couple of the fellas that were in the band with him and they told me that he was a pretty decent sort of a fella.
Attending the ceremony to commemorate the role his father played in Australia's sovereignty.
I have the freedom now that he fought for, and I often wonder why a man of 39, married with two young children, enlisted to go overseas. A lot of the fellas told me they went for the adventure.
Commemoration ceremonies are not only a chance for people to pay their respects to the fallen, says RSL President Ray James. He says they're also a reminder of the enduring importance of their sacrifice, even 80 years later.
Those families and that will remember today and their loved ones who are no longer with them, and those who came home and suffered further until they passed away. So it's something to remember, to remind people of Australia. How close war came to Australia and that we never have a situation like that again.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.